coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box Annex at Smoky Mountain High School in Sylvan, North Carolina. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese with you as we get ready to bring you first-round girls basketball action. Tuscola girls versus the Lady Mustangs of the home institution, Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, another game, another day, and I've been looking forward to this one today.
Yeah, this is one that, you know, I had even forgot when I was kind of going over the pregame this afternoon. I kind of forgot we actually beat them at home. I had forgotten that. We beat them by, what, three? I think 37-34.
I think it was.
And so, you know, this is something not unknown to our girls. We've been able, and we've been competitive with Smoky. We've been saying that now for the last several years, much like East Henderson. So kind of great that we've been able to get back over here, play them again. We locked down that five seed that was very important on Tuesday night against East Henderson, and that allowed us to get here tonight. Just to let y'all know, Pisgah guys over here next to us just now wrapping up. Pisgah boys defeated Brevard in a close one, 48-46, and Brevard was up by one at halftime as we walked in here. So a little bit of a scare. I mean, Pisgah got about a 6-7-point lead in the second half, but Brevard able to close, but couldn't finish the deal. Had a couple of turnovers late inside 15 seconds and couldn't convert. And ended up losing the game by two.
As Lee Corso said, closer than the experts thought. So, yeah, because we were kind of thinking that that one might end up being a little bit of a runaway. And to come in to have it, beat Pisgah being down a point at halftime, very surprising.
Well, announcing the starting lineups, Tuscola girls coming out first, Gwyneth Schick, Julia Wells, Kendall Williamson, Avery Roten, and Vesper Forbes. So, same starting lineup we've had now for about a month. And now Smoky Mountain will come out on the floor. Earlier this afternoon, Franklin's girls, the three seed, defeated East Henderson 58-24. That was the 4 o'clock game. And then the boys, as we said, Pisgah and Brevard. And then we'll have, I think there's one more game at 8:30 tonight, another boys game. That would be the two seed. So that's – well, no, that was – Franklin. No, Franklin's a one seed, so I didn't print off the boys.
Well, would it be Franklin and West?
That's right. Kiara Inslee, Julia McCauley, Banksley Plemons, Braylon Mulligan, and the last starter for Smoky Mountain. And Allie Claire Nicholson will be the starting lineup for Smoky Mountain tonight. Tuscola comes in tonight, now 10-10, even 500, 6-8, finished up in the conference this year. Smoky's 13-11 there, 8-6, they're the number 4 seed. We lost at Smoky on December the 19th, 60-35, beat Smoky at home, as we said, back on January 27th, 37-34, and it's time for our Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for your place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage 648-5656, and we are underway. And key to the game is keep this mojo been going the last couple of games versus Brevard and East Henderson. Let's keep the rhythm going tonight. And the first outside shot by McCauley, no good, but they rebound back out now to Banksley Plemons for three.
Wow. That's a good 2 or 3 foot behind the line.
Smokey going to press here to start the game. Roten. Gets it to Schick. Got to get a little more zip on that pass. They try to hit Forbes low. Pass was too high. She wanted rid of it and threw it right at the feet of Banksley Plemons. We'll get a tie-up between Plemons and Schick. And the arrow goes to Tuscola. Smoky with an early 3-0 lead. Wells to inbound baseline. Goes in high out to Schick. She's going to pull up, take the three. That's going to be short. Tipped out of bounds by Banksley Plemons, so the ball should stay with the Mountaineers. Wells to inbound again. Gets it in. A nice straight shot into Williamson, top of the key. Out to Forbes on the wing. And you can Forbes doesn't like it out there. You can see it in her eyes.
Yeah,
she wants it lower, not at all.
Yeah, she likes to get down there in the dirty part of it.
Cross court, pass to Forbes, takes the jumper, no good. It missed, but Julia Wells will follow with the tip in, and it's 3-2, Smoky over Tuscola. They go in the corner to Inslee. Now up top, Plemons drives, kicks it over in the left corner to McCauley. Nicholson will drive, miss the layup. Ball's loose on the floor. Going to get a tie-up between Forbes and Roten and McCauley, and the arrow goes to the Mustangs. High arcing
wow.
pass inbounds to Mulligan. They'll kick it out. Plemons for three, and air ball. Wells will just let it go out of bounds. 6:28 here in the first. Mountaineers working against that trap. Get it across to Wells. She'll drive, split the defenders. Can't get it to go up. That's got to.
Huh?
I thought it was going to have a walk, but Wells lost the ball to Nicholson, but then Nicholson staggered back and out of bounds. And the ball goes back to Tuscola. Wells high out to Roten. She'll drive. Hook shot. Won't go. Forbes will cut in there in the middle. Rebound. And that arrow, I believe, goes to Tuscola. I believe Roten would have been better off just taking a jumper right there.
I do, too, because I think somebody got a hand on that ball as she drove in.
Chicks open in the corner. They get it out to Williams. The baseline jumper good. Mountaineers take the lead. 4-3. Quickly down to Mulligan. On the top to Plemons now. Swings it left over to Nicholson. She'll drive in the lane. Kick it out. Up top. That's Mulligan now. She'll drive left side of the lane. Going up against Roten. Tried to lay it in. Wouldn't go, but a foul. We'll go against Avery Roten. Tuscola's first. Avery's first. Mulligan in the act of shooting. Roden wasn't real sure where she was. She thought she was checking the inbounds. And Mulligan's first free throw, no good.
I was getting her to say, I've not seen defense like that. That's
I don't think you can defend the free throw. That's why that makes it not free. And the second one's on the way and good. We're tied at four. Forbes inbound. They get it across. Scorch Schick still in the backcourt. Over to Wells. Trying to run that half-court trap. Ooh. Risky pass to Roten. She'll drive around a screen set by Williamson. Too high. Williamson with a rebound. Couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled.
Good job right there. You know, it's a different perspective being down here on the floor. Seeing some of those passes, I'm like, man, those are going to be high, but, man, they're right on point right now.
Of course, Williamson, our leading rebounder now. She's up over averaging 10.3 per game. Has hit a total of 206.
There you go.
She wanted to hit. She needed 10 on Tuesday night to get 200. Got there plus some.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Call Terrell if you're wanting to grow your business, 648-3576.
And Kendall, 2-for-2 on the free throws, 6-4. Mountaineers in the lead. 5:34 to go here in the first. Schick got tipped in the passing lane on a pass from Plemons over to Nicholson. Shot up by Nicholson, no good. It'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Smoky Mountain.
And Vesper hitting the floor hard again.
This is an interesting method of getting the ball inbounds. They're throwing it nearly straight up towards the rafters, trying to get it to land up there around top of the key. Mulligan going to drive and bank it in. Got to be careful hanging that in the air. That's just right to be picked off, and Roden going to dribble it off her foot, I'm afraid. And a steal in the lay-in by Plemons. Smokey back now in the lead, 8-6. Schick. She'll get it across. Roten needs to, I was going to say Roten needed to come on down, but now it's a good thing she's back there on defense. Puts it right in the hands. Mulligan tried to save it from going out of bounds in the corner, put it right in the hands back of Avery Roten. So good thing Avery hung back. I'll take it back. In the corner, Wells just inside the arc for two.
Nice.
Tied back at 8, 4:30. Remaining in the first. The other thing, you can hear the benches a lot better down here with the acoustics in this gym. Going to be a Nicholson drive. Reverse layup won't go. Forbes with a rebound. And Smokey, without a made basket, will drive down, come on down and get back on defense. Chick, ooh, got to be careful with that.
Ooh.
Tried to go into the high post to Williamson. She kicked it out in the corner to Wells. Shot no good. Mulligan with a rebound. She'll bring it down. They go low to McCauley. She'll drive. Missed the shot. She was open. Just didn't get it to go. Down here's a little late getting back on defense there. Kendall in the high post. They go cross court. Wells to Kendall in the lane. Mulligan got a hand on it, able to steal it off the floor. Feeds it to Plemons. Long pass down to Inslee. Nicholson with it now on the wing. She'll dribble. Williamson goes to cut her off. Picks up her dribble. Tries to hit Plemons on the cut. Off balance shot. No good. But Nicholson had position on Williamson and got the rebound. Put it back.
Got to keep him blocked down.
10-8. Wells. A little high. Avery couldn't handle it. Lucy Wilson will check in for Smokey in place of Allie Claire Nicholson. Wilson, a freshman. They'll go on the right side to Inslee. Picks up her dribble. Other side of the lane to McCauley, trying to bounce pass it down low, working on Roten. The shot won't go by Mulligan, but she's fouled by Avery Roten.
Yeah, Avery had a hold of that jersey. She came through. Got to watch that. Oh, they're actually going to call that on Kendall.
First foul on Kendall. Mulligan will miss the first one. So both fouls by Tuscola so far have been shooting fouls. Mulligan's second on the way, off the lip of the rim, won't go. Rebound by Kendall Williamson. Coach setting up off the bench, calling the play. Schick. Wells on the point. Forbes ready to set the screen high. Wells will hand it off to Roten. Dumps it to Schick. Left side, Wells pulls up, takes the jumper. That was partially blocked by Mulligan. Forbes going for the ball. It's loose. Picked up by Lucy Wilson. Inslee drives down the left side. Dumps it off. McCauley back out top to Mulligan for three.
Man.
13-8. Biggest lead for Smokey so far. Wells going to drive. Go up against McCauley. Can't get it to go. Williamson shot blocked by Mulligan. She'll drive, banks it in.
Good job by Kendall sticking with that shot.
Timeout, Tuscola. And this timeout is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. So Smokey had popped that lead out to five. Good from the three-point line tonight. Free throws, they're struggling a little bit.
And that's the thing. Tuscola's going to have to hit some of those behind the arc tonight. And I don't think we've attempted what I think Julie's attempted one down here. But somebody's got to get hot. Got to hit a couple of them.
Well, so far, the drives in the lane, they're not drawing fouls on Smokey. So something's got to give here. Minute and 50 to go. As we come back from the timeout, that'll be Tuscola's first. Two team fouls on Tuscola, one on Smokey so far. Plemons will bring it down for Smokey. Schick will pick her up at midcourt. They work left. They go high post to McCauley. Back out to Plemons. McCauley screams and goes into the corner. Back to Plemons. Looking to shake and bake on Schick. That shot going to be short. McCauley rebounds under the basket, but couldn't go anywhere and got tied up. Arrow goes to Smokey Mountain. Plemons there again, another high. Roten got to be careful.
Yes.
Get it in high to Mulligan. She'll swing it left. Lucy Wilson went up, and I'm not sure if she just lost it or maybe Kendall got it, stuck a hand on the ball as she went by, but it went out of bounds.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, well, the way they inbound that ball, if I was Avery or one of these girls, I'd gain the higher ground and get out there.
I mean, they've not. Schick, Roten to Wells. Thought about getting it into Williamson, but Williamson's getting kind of strangled there in the high post. Now they go to Forbes. She'll pull up. Off-balance shot short. Ball's loose. Saved by Wilson. No, Inslee kicked it back into the hands of Kendall Williamson. She'll go up for the shot, and it's no good. But Plemons will be called for the foul.
That's going to send Kendall to the line, and this free shot, free throw shot, is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576.
And Kendall, that one rolled a little but went in. Samantha Horton and Amelia Deal will check in. Forbes and Roten will check out for Tuscola with 57 seconds to go in the first. Get them a little extra breather over there. Oh. The second one rattles out. So Kendall 3-for-4 from the line tonight so far. They'll get it across midcourt. They go low. McCauley working on Horton. Spins, moves, and walks in the lane. Good job by Samantha.
And we'll take it.
McCauley, a junior, working on the freshman. And the freshman calls her to walk. Wells will get it in. Ooh, tough pass by Schick to Horton. That was not the place to go with it. Stolen away by Smokey. Mulligan drives. Runner won't go. Tip back to Inslee. She'll throw up one, and it'll hang and roll in.
Wow.
15-11. 25 seconds and counting. Wells all the way to Deal. Ooh, man. Forcing it into Williamson high like that around six hands. Wells for two from the right side. Smokey going to push it down, and she'll
step on the line.
Sideline right in front of the Tuscola bench. 10.6. Mountaineers get a chance to tie or take the lead here at the end of the first. Wells going to drive, going to go, take it all the way, won't go, tip. Inslee will come, Wells. We got a jump ball, and that arrow goes to Tuscola. 1.5 seconds, going to have to be quick.
You're going to have to toss that in and midair put it in.
This is look for Schick long. Got to move. Into Williamson, no time, got to get it up. And we're going to – I would have tried to look for Schick high on that one and try to get that three or nothing.
Well, I thought she was going to move from the top over to the side over there, but it never did come up quick enough.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box on the campus of Smoky Mountain High School. First round, the girls' Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. Lady Mountaineers down by 2, 15-13, as we get ready to start the second quarter. And Smokey will start with possession, inbounded by Nicholson to Plemons. Schick all over Plemons defensively. Mulligan with it now. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. They'll swing it in the corner. Lucy Wilson tries to drive baseline. Tried to get around Forbes. They'll dump it off Mulligan. A high shot. No good, but a foul. And that's probably going to go on Avery Roten. And that'll be two.
Correct.
And, you know, that's the thing. every foul that we've had called on us has been a shooting foul so far. We're either going to have to start pushing them a little harder earlier or hopefully start blocking some shots. Mulligan missed the first one. The second one's good. 16-13. Ball was tipped out of bounds back on the end line as Roten tried to get it across to Williamson.
Smart play by Kendall, because anybody would have wanted to try to grab that. She didn't grab it. Good
Roten
job.
To Wells. Blows by Nicholson. Going to drive. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped by Forbes. But Mulligan stepped out of bounds after the rebound. And that was a lucky break. Wells looking to get it in. To Roten. She's under. Ang.
Oh.
Couldn't get it to go. Just a little too far underneath the backboard. Long pass to Nicholson. Couldn't handle it. Had to go get it. Now they hit Mulligan cutting in the lane. She'll kick it out. Wilson. Don't know why Mulligan didn't just take it. Shot no good. Tipped. Picked up by Nicholson. To Inslee. She'll pull up. Take the three. Won't go. Rebound Schick. Schick. Almost threw it through the chest of Forbes right there. Wells over to Schick. She's on the point. She and Wells will rotate. Left side, Forbes. Forbes.
Oh, Lord.
Nicholson.
They call that on Kendall?
What the?
How did she draw the foul?
That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Cross court. Nicholson. Inslee. I mean, I thought they were calling it on Forbes.
I did.
And we got a whistle. And now Kendall's going to pick up her third. And that's going to get Amelia D up. That really hurts. With 6:24 in the second, Kendall's going to have to go to the bench with three fouls. Roten's already got two. Clemens into Inslee. And a whistle, and Roten going to pick up her third.
Holy cow.
Inbound to Inslee. Mulligan going to drive baseline. Throws it up. Can't get it to go. They're going to call that a foul on Wells. That was all ball.
That was. Oh, my Lord.
Three straight fouls called on Tuscola. Had a hand on the ball. Wilson hit the floor, and they call a foul on Wells. Somebody's wanting to move on to the boys' game, I believe. And Wilson's first free throw is good. McCauley will check in for Mulligan. 17-13. Of course, you know, we are where we are, so. Segment on the way. No good. Rebound by Forbes. And Roten will stay in the game with three. Not a lot of choice with the depth we've got.
Yeah, I mean, down to only two on the bench.
Deal in the game for Williamson. Hits well. Nope. Schick on the cut. Rolls the ball in and a foul. Let's make sure it's on them first. Count the basket. And that foul's going to go on Kiara Inslee. So Schick with the chance for and one. And she'll nail it.
Nice shot.
Smokey up by one. 5:54 to go here in the half. Clemens signals for Nicholson to come screen. And then keeps on going. And they try to hit Inslee. And it's out of bounds. So at this point, this is kind of landing in the lap of Julia Wells.
Deal in the corner.
Forbes going to need to step up too. Forbes, cross court,
yeah,
to Schick.
Sure.
Head fake, gives it over to Deal. Wells looking to drive. Got some clutter on the right side. Forbes way high. She'll cut low. Deal over to Wells, left corner. Roten looking to drive. Spins in the lane, back out. Over to Schick. Ooh, tough pass to Deal in the corner. She comes down with it. Roten going to drive up on McCauley. Trap, needs help. That's when you got to bang it off her foot. Schick now basically in the same spot. She'll get tripped up. Ball's loose. That's a walk.
That's a walk.
McCauley rolled over her back on the floor. Nothing. In the corner, Wilson will take the three, and it's good. 20-16. Schick over to Roten. To Wells. Looks to drive. Spins, lost the ball, picked up by Inslee. McCauley down on the floor, back down on the other end. Now she'll get up and make it down. Inslee swings over right side. Nicholson going to drive, go up against Roten, misses the shot, rebound Wells. Julia going to take it herself, goes
dipsy-doo
around Inslee. Puts it back 20-18. Smokey still in the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the half. Inslee's going to pull up inside the arc. It's short. Rebound out to Wells. One-on-one, but Nicholson's dropping back. Wells going to take it and go. Tried to draw the foul and wouldn't happen. Rebound, Inslee. Out to Wilson. And
there
she'll
we
walk.
Go. Hey, all right.
And Williamson will check back in with the 3:42 mark with three fouls. Deal will come out. Paris in the game for Smoky Mountain. A senior, first we've seen of her tonight. Roten, way out here near us. Got tripped up by Mulligan. Wells, going to take the jumper just inside the arc. Too strong. Schick will run it down. Ball's tipped. Still gets it to Roten on the point. Hands off to Schick. Schick spins between Mulligan. There was a reach. Picks up her dribble. Going to have to put up the shot. Banks it in. We're
good
tied
job.
At 20. Schick going to have to pick it up the game a little bit too. Paris with it on the left side. Acts like she doesn't want it. Dumps it off. Banksley Plemons will try to lay it in. Won't go. Great rebound. Kendall Waveson. Looking for some help. Gets it to Schick. We go under 3.5. Schick to Roten. Left side, Forbes. Now Wells, top of the key, over to Roten on the wing. Looking to drive. Spins on Mulligan. We got a reach and a foul. No shot. It'll stay on the floor. Let's make sure that's not on Avery for
Raylan
improper Martin. Hair color or...
Oh.
Second. Oh, it's the second team foul on Smokey this quarter. Fancy that. Wells, inbound. Williams to the jumper. Oh, man. Forbes gets the rebound. Looking to put it back. She's got three Mustangs around her. Oh. Hit the rim. Wouldn't come go. Comes back out to Inslee. Key Inslee to Plemons. Looking for a screen set by Paris and then goes the opposite direction. McCauley, jumper, won't go. Rebound Paris, back out to Plemons, spins. Schick got a hand on it. She'll come down with a rebound to Wells. Wells off to the races. Looking to drive.
Oh,
that's a charge. Yep. Paris was standing there a long time. Nope.
Wow. Okay, we'll take it. That's going to
I saw the official put his hand behind his head. That's the charge signal.
Yeah. And it's free throw sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Horton will check in for Forbes. Wells' first free throw, no good. Second one on the way, short. Williamson gets position. Paris all over her back. Finally, as Williamson goes up for the shot, they'll call a foul. And that foul on McCauley. Still only the fourth team foul. Fortunately, Kendall was in the act of shooting.
And Kendall did a great job getting that rebound and turn around and putting it right back up, getting that foul, because got to get them in trouble too.
Oh, man, it went in and popped out. Tied at 20. On the way.
There we go.
Mountaineers take the lead, 21-20 with 2 minutes to go in the half. Clemens will get it across midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Over in the corner, Wilson and Coach Boone going to take a timeout for Smokey at the 1:48 mark. I'm not sure what the officials are discussing. And this will be a 30-second timeout. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. Mountaineers have gone up in the lead, but got two girls with three fouls, Roten and Williamson, so got to be very careful here. And I don't know that with a little bit of a lead, and I might sit those two for a few seconds and buy some time.
Yeah, because I tell you right now, Tuscola's fought hard to get back to take that one-point lead right here, because that was a, you know, being down right there 4 and 5 points. I was a little worried.
Inbound pass stolen away by Samantha Horton. Schick works left. Horton in the corner. Tip knocked out of bounds. Got to be stronger than that. Paris just reached up there and sort of flicked it. Fortunately, it went out of bounds, but you got to put a death grip on that ball. It's Schick trying to go low to Wells. She'll have to dribble out of trouble.
Ooh, come close to walking right
there. Williamson going to drive. Oh, my. Kendall put that forearm out there as she drove. That's risky business.
That's going to put her to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Williamson's first free throw is good. Nicholson will check in for Clemens on the Mustang side. And that was the fifth foul on Smokey, so we're both at five. Second one no good. Horton tipped it. It'll stay with Smoky Mountain anyway. I was a little surprised when Avery on the inbound right here, Samantha was wide open and wouldn't look at her. In the corner, and McCauley took off before she had the ball, and it'll go rolling out of bounds near the exit doors.
Another good turnover for the Mountaineers.
That ball was headed for the lobby the last time I saw it. Should have got one of those deputies to shoot it.
You know, they were talking about tasing last night. So.
Yeah, they're all excited about that. Schick over to Roten. Cross court. Horton over in the corner to Schick. Ooh, little pass. Oh, low to Horton. Get
nice.
It to go. Yes, 20.
Good play.
Good assist by Kendall Williamson hitting Horton low. 24-20. We go under a minute till halftime. Mulligan swings it left. Wilson. Paris with it now. Paris has stayed in here. I thought she was a situational sub, but she's still out there. Nicholson drives. Cut off by Roten. They'll go out to Paris for three. Oh, my gosh. She hit it. Mountaineers still up by one. Over to Roten. 32 seconds and counting. Roten tries to put it up. Won't go. Wells tipped it. Couldn't come down with it. Put it right in the hands of McCauley. Mulligan to bring it down. Bumps into Wells. Out to McCauley. Blocked by Horton. McCauley able to come back with the rebound, though. Nicholson, oh, she lost the handle. Had to go back and get it. Trying to dump it down low to McCauley. The give and go in the lane. Can't hit it. Rolls out to Paris. She'll try. Ooh, Kendall, do not reach. And the ball tipped.
Atta girl.
And before Schick can get to the basket for the layup, the buzzer hits. So Mountaineers take a 24-23 lead going into the half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, it is halftime, and it is time for the halftime show, brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And, you know, one of the big plays right there late, Samantha Horton on that great assist from Kendall Williamson in the lane. They collapsed on Kendall. She found a gap, got it down low, and Samantha with the lay-in. And that put us up 24-20. Actually, at that point, it was 24-20.
Yeah.
And then Smokey hit a late three to come within one.
Yeah, it was great. That was a great play because you saw the respect they had for Kendall that they collapsed. Because I think if I saw it right, there was three girls on her and just dropped it right off.
Kind of a little side pass off her hip. And, of course, Kendall, biggest issue we got right now, Kendall with three fouls, Avery Roten with three fouls.
Yeah.
And only two girls on the bench tonight for Tuscola. So, and I'd kind of wondered, we talked about this, we had wondered if maybe Coach Sutton might pull some JVs up since I think their season's over. I don't think they made the tournament. So just for some maybe some added bench personnel. But he's going with the one that brung him.
Yeah, making it
not
look so lonely over there on that bench, you know. So.
Yeah, Jay needs some cover over there on the end. But Mountaineers up 24-23 in a great first half. Other than the foul trouble, Mountaineers got down a little bit but have roared back each time. And it's just been kind of nip and tuck here so far.
Well, you know, it's kind of got, you know, their backs against the wall a little bit because, you know, there was, I guess, that barrage of fouls and everything was against Tuscola. And
yeah, we hit five.
To the line.
We hit five fouls in the second quarter quick with Smokey only having one, and it kind of hampered us for a while, but the girls have stepped up. I think Julia, you could see kind of when that happened, you could see the determination in her eyes as she began to sort of handle the ball on her own and started driving and granted trying to draw some fouls in the lane and really not getting a lot of help there either.
Right. Yeah, and but you know that's where Julia shines, and we've seen her all year. When they get their backs against the wall, she's the one that always steps up. So no surprise right there. You know, we normally see Kendall in that role, but she had to go to the bench with three fouls, and you know the only one that didn't was Avery, and she stayed out. But they've got to be careful this second half. Can't give up any. They'll be in trouble.
Of course, we could have caught some baseball this afternoon had we come over early. Catamounts has opened up at home against George Washington, and this just in a little while ago from Western Carolina. The Cats going to walk it off in the 10th inning with a 6-5 win over George Washington to get that home opener.
Nice. That's a good one.
And, of course, our very own Trent Turner picking up that extra redshirt year and is back at Western. So about to get over here and check him out.
Definitely.
Once the weather gets a little warmer. I sat over there and watched ball games at that field for 4 years and froze to death this time of year. I'll wait till it warms up.
Well, you know, we could have been at Carson Newman 2 weeks ago.
No, absolutely not. If I'm going to watch a game in the snow, it is not that sport. So, yeah, speaking of sports, U.S. women's hockey, big. They were up 6-0 when we left to come over here. So, looks like, I think I read, or they said, that U.S. women's hockey so far in the Olympic tournament was up 26-1 in total score over their opponents.
Wow.
So, of course, the men, I think, maybe played tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. So they're still in full play, I believe, right?
Yeah, the women started early in the week. The men just now getting cranked up. I think they kind of get going next week. Of course, the skeleton, I caught a little bit of that when I got home from work today. The skeleton, they were running it. That's where they go downhill forward.
Right.
But it looks like the same course as the luge.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike Seating there, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Lady Mountaineers up at the break. 24-23, so looking ahead to the second. Who we got scoring so far, Branson?
As far as scoring goes, I've got Gwyneth Schick with 5. I've got Julia Wells with 8. I have Kendall Williamson with 9, and I have Sam Horton with 2.
And that was a big bucket by Sam Horton. Kind of stretched that lead out a little bit. Actually enabled us to keep the lead as we went into the half. So,
well, she made 2 big plays, if you ask me. She got that basket and then came right down here and put those big long arms up and
she got the block out top here. Of course, looking at, you know, in at halftime, you got to figure, you know, Coach Sutton, you know, got to talk to Avery and Kendall. Got to continue to play smart, because there was a couple of times I thought Kendall was going to pick up that fourth one.
Right. And she picked up 2 real quick after she had the 1 for a little bit. And then once she got the 3, I was like, you know, that's not good, you know, this early in the game. So they'll have to tone it down a little bit.
And then, of course, you know, in Smokey's locker room, they're like, man, we thought we had them on the ropes. We got it. What are we doing? What do we got to do to? Of course, Smokey's, I mean, they've been good from the 3-point line. If it wasn't for that and the fouls, not sure they'd be in it right now.
Right.
Their inside the arc game has not been strong at all here in the first half.
No, and one of the things I'd key on, if I was Coach Sutton, I'd be telling them, listen, when they're inbounding, be ready to try to win that battleground right on the front of it.
That baseline inbound play, they're basically throwing it almost straight up into the rafters, trying to at some point somebody will be able to drop back and pick that off.
Right.
I could see Schick. She's quick enough to get back there.
So, either her or Julie, I know, would because I'm telling you, Julie would be a good defensive back.
Pick her up in the draft. Of course, Pisgah's girls already in the semifinals. They got a big win over Brevard yesterday afternoon. So the winner of this game will get Pisgah at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. So an early game in the girls' semifinals. And then North Henderson already in it with that up. North Henderson will face Franklin Tuesday at 7. So that half the bracket's already set. And, you know, it would be. And then the boys' bracket, of course, East advanced over our boys last night.
Right.
Pisgah won this afternoon against Brevard, so they will advance.
And a close one.
Yeah, closer than we all thought. And then after us tonight, I believe, is North and Franklin, boys. So Mountaineers will start with possession here to start the second half.
North and Smoky.
North and North.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I kind of wondered how the Smoky was able to get the bracket set to get the nice late games. So Mountaineers start possession. Roten gets it into Wells. She'll drive. And we got contact in the lane with Nicholson, and apparently it was nothing.
Huh.
Which I guess for us is an act of grace at this point. Roten inbounds. Waveson in the lane. I'm not real sure who. Kendall throwing it to the spot. Roten had to hustle over there in the corner, put up a shot, and the baseline wouldn't go. Forbes with a rebound, able to get it all the way out to Schick. Ooh, that's a. And the ball's on the floor. Forbes tried to tip it. Schick with a risky pass, trying to hit Kendall Williamson in the lane. McCauley going to drive and go around Williamson and lost the handle. Kendall just had to watch her go by with three fouls. And then McCauley, I guess that kind of threw her off. So she lost it, and Williamson came down with it. Roten on the point. Gives it over to Wells. And not sure what was happening there. And Roten's pass just takes Wells out of bounds.
And she was leading her to the basket, but led her too far. Another turnover we did not need.
Clemens will bring it across midcourt. We go under a minute here. Played in the third quarter. Rebound on the shot missed by McCauley by Roten. Gives it over to Schick. And Wilson up off the bench to check in for Smoky Mountain, and have to keep an eye on her. She's a shooter. Roten will hand it off to Wells. Getting double teamed out there. And there's a reach by Mulligan. Over to Roten. She'll drive the runner from the baseline. No good. Still 24-23. And Clemens from volleyball world for three. And Smoky back with the lead, 26-24.
Holy cow, she shot that from
right about that black line right there. Roten. Going to drive another shot, and she'll walk.
Ah.
Two minutes gone here in the third. Smoky up by two. Clemens gets it over in the corner to Mulligan. Ensley going to take a shot. Top of the key. Rattles out. Williamson up with the rebound. Rips it out. Roten feeds to Wells. She'll go to the corner. Now she'll go baseline. Forbes clears out. Four went up. And, well, Wells couldn't get the benefit of that on the last half.
Man, I thought that the ball. For Mentor, I thought she'd stepped on the line, too.
I thought she was drawing a foul down there, too. Ball stays with Tuscola, inbound to Roten. Williamson posted low. Roten will dribble out it. Ensley on her. Tried to hand it to Wells. We got bodies on the floor. Arrow goes to Smoky. Clemens spins, reverses, comes back this way. Ensley, three-pointer from the left wing, won't go. Rebound, Nicholson. Dumps it to Lucy Wilson in the lane. Went up. Forbes cut her off. Ball rolled to the corner. They hit Mulligan on the cut. Won't go. Lucy Wilson with a rebound. All the Mountaineers were on one side of the lane. Another shot from Plemons. No good. Roten and Nicholson going to fight for it. And a jump ball should go to Tuscola here.
Tuscola really lucky right there that they missed those four shots.
Yeah, that's not going to keep happening. And got to cut down on the turnovers here. Down by two. Roten with the ball. Kendall sets a screen. They give it to Forbes. Now Kendall out with the ball. High. Roten. Wells on the cut. Oh, a heck of a pass. Went. Oh. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And Julia Wells will go to the line to shoot two at the 4:33 mark.
Good job right there drawing that foul. That's going to send Julie to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Wells' first free throw, nothing but net. Second one by Wells is good. And the party just keeps getting bigger. Tied at 26. Plemons left side, Inslee. Looking to drive on Roten. Goes around, wouldn't go. Went inside the rim and kicked out. Rebound by Forbes. Tied at 26. Schick will bring it down for the Lady Mountaineers. Gives it over to Roten at the top and moves down. Kendall. Left wing, cross court to Forbes. Nobody inside. Over in the corner to Roten. Now Wells. Swings left. Forbes on the wing. Dumps it to Wells. She'll drive. Looking to go baseline. Pulls back out. Oh, got an opening. Going to split. Four defenders went up. Couldn't draw the foul, but the ball goes off Nicholson. Forbes clapping for the ball. Won't get it. Roten by the hurry. Gets it into Schick. From the corner. Won't go. Follows. Baseline. Tried to reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Ball tipped by Forbes as she tripped over Schick. Lucky we don't have two out right there. It'll go to the ball will go to Smokey, but that's the least of the worst things that could have happened there. Still tied at 26. Plemons left side. Inslee. Looks on the cut to Plemons. She'll keep moving. Inslee will dribble around to the top, down to Lucy Wilson in the corner. Back to Inslee on the wing. Smokey will pull up and reset. Plemons works left. Switch by Schick to Williamson. They'll kick it out. Lucy Wilson for three. Won't go, but it rebounds out long to Plemons. Smokey will start over and try again. Nicholson going to drive right side. Went around Forbes and hung on the rim for an eternity and finally tipped to the left. Smokey with the lead, 28-26. Schick over to Wells. Williamson to Wells on the cut in. She'll get bumped into there as she drove towards the basket in the lane by Allie Claire Nicholson. And that'll give Wells two from the line.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give WPTL a call and talk to Terrell at 648-3576.
First one, no good.
Into the Mustangs, number 20, Kaylee Paris.
Paris will check in now for Smokey. She got quite a bit of playing time there in the second quarter. Wells is second on the way. Won't go. Rebound Mulligan. Score still 28-26. So we go to 2:40 in the third.
And,
oh, man. Plemons tried to hit Paris on the cut. Forbes saw it coming, got a hand on it, but couldn't bring it in and tips it out of bounds.
The whole way down the court, I was watching Vesmer. She kept looking back, anticipating it, and it just got on that back shoulder. She couldn't get a hold of it.
Inbound to Inslee. Into the lane. The 16-footer won't go. Oh, my gosh. Williamson tied up, and the ball falls out of bounds. Went off of Lucy Wilson. I thought Kendall was getting ready to pick up her fourth right there.
Oh, I did too.
Schick walks it down. On the left side, Wells. Forbes will set the screen high, cross-court pass, Schick. Drives baseline, picks up her dribble. I think she was trying to get it to Roten, but Inslee just stepped out in the passing lane and got it. Inslee will go in and lay it in over Roten. It's 30-26. 2 minutes remain in the third. Roten to Wells. Schick on the point. Left side. Wells on the wing to Roten. Roten. Schick standing there wide open and just going to get stuck with the. Got to be able to see the court. Schick was standing to her right. Nobody around her, really. And she kept spinning and kind of just spun right around her. So the turnover on the jump ball to Smokey.
Seemed like every time she moved, another Smokey player stepped in right there.
Samantha Horton up off the bench. You can hear Forbes talking out there on the court. Inslee, the jumper, won't go. Forbes with a rebound. Outlet to Wells. She and Kendall run the floor, but they're outnumbered. 4-2. And Wells will drive it, lay it in. Lead is still 2 for Smokey. Minute 10 in the third to go. Clemens cut off by Roten in the lane. Out on the kick to Inslee. No good. Rebound Williamson. She'll feed it to Schick. We go under a minute in the third. Gwyneth down to Forbes. Forbes and Wells almost in the same location. Hand off to Wells. Gets it to Roten. She'll drive baseline. The runner won't go. Ball rebounded by Paris. Wilson going to take the jumper over Williamson. Air ball. Rebound by Roten. Avery will bring the ball down. Give it over to Wells. She's going to the baseline in the corner again. She'll bang it off the.
Oh.
She stepped out before she could knock it off the leg of Mulligan. I don't know that I would take it down there.
She loves that. She loves staying in the corner and walking that fine line.
You're giving them an extra defender when you do that. Schick trying to get a loose ball. We're on the floor. Arrow should go to Tuscola with 8.2 seconds to go. Got to see the clock. Inbound to Wells. She'll dribble down. Lost the handle as she tried to drive. Don't have time to pass. Roten with a shot. It's going to be go. And it was off the rim. Smokey takes a 30-28 lead going into the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Lady Mountaineers down 30-28 as we go to the fourth quarter. Smokey with possession. Right in front of us. Lucy Wilson will inbound to Banksley Plemons. Schick comes out on defense. Screen set high by Paris. Plemons with another long one. Won't go. Got tipped. Rebounded by Paris. She couldn't get it to go. Kendall Williamson with the rebound. Paris reaching all in there. Can't get a call. Roten brought it down for Tuscola. Gets over to Wells. Roten. Now Schick on the point. Horton back in the game. Starts the fourth quarter for Tuscola. Kendall will flash low. Roten a turnaround jumper. Nice. Banks and rolls and in. Tied at 30. Long pass. Lucy Wilson drives. And I believe that foul should go on Horton. And another shooting foul. Yep, Samantha Horton with the foul.
Correct.
She's got... they've read out the wrong name. Amelia Deal's not on the floor.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking at that.
He's looking at his roster wrong. Of course, Gary Ayers doing the PA. He's talked more than I forgot.
I was wondering how they got him over here tonight.
I think he's just like a free agent now. Because he's been working at West some. I don't think he's doing – I've not seen him or heard him on the Maroon Devil Network the last couple of seasons. And Wilson's first free throw no good. The second one is net, and Smokey back up 31-30. Horton posted low. Moves around. Roten spins. Dumps it off to Wells at the top of the key. They'll swing it left to Schick. Schick picks up her dribble across court. Horton was down at the baseline. Banks it in. Kept the basket.
Foul.
And she's fouled.
Sam Horton's game has starting to come on. I mean, it's
just as quiet as a mouse.
I know.
Don't hardly know she's out there. But and Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here before the free throw. Mountaineers up 32-31 at the 6:46 mark. That's going to be a 30. So this time on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. So, Sam, when Sam has had the position to do something, she has come up big so far tonight.
And, you know, that's one that I want to see next season. You know, how much she goes, she grows over the summer. And I'm sure she'll probably go to some camps and everything. But that's another one that I'm like you, she's quiet. You
just
know,
very unassuming.
Yeah.
I mean, she's grinning a little bit right now. She comes back out on the floor, but... Not you don't see her talk much and not
almost like
real,
a silent assassin.
Yeah, but she's made two big plays down low and then that block at the top of the key in the second quarter. Banks into free throw. Lead is now 33-31, 6:45 to go here in the game. Mulligan will bring it down, works right. Looks left over to Wilson. Can't leave her out there too unattended. Ensley now with it. Crossover now to Nicholson. Nicholson, that was almost a walk. She drives, dumps it off. Wilson started to go up, kicks it out. Ensley's going to try to, not sure what happened right there. I don't know if she was trying to get a shot or a dump off, but it got tipped.
Yeah, it looked like it was Alpha Avery.
Avery Roten, so it'll stay with Smokey. They'll inbound from the baseline.
There
high
we
inbound,
go.
Schick with a chance. Oh, and she lays it in. Big steal by Gwyneth Schick, 35-31. 6:13 to go. Mulligan walks it down. Right side, Ensley. Looks in. Now she'll move over to Nicholson. Trying to dump it on the cut. Mulligan and goes, drives in the lane. We got a whistle inside. 25, that'll be on Horton, her second. We're okay, it's the fourth quarter. The ball was around Kendall Williams, and I was getting nervous. Mulligan's first free throw is good. She kind of leans on her tiptoes when she lets it go, almost off balance. Banksley Plemons will check back in for the Mustangs in place of Lucy Wilson. Mulligan's second free throw is no good. Roten got a hand on it and lost it out of bounds, so the ball will stay with Smokey. Let's see if they do this high looping inbound again. Not planning on it. In the corner, Nicholson lost the handle, able to get it back. Ansley back to Nicholson. She's open if she wants it, but she don't take it. Plemons with it now. Spin move on Schick. The hook shot won't go. Rebound Williamson. Kendall's going to push it down herself. Wells running the wing. Wells pulls up, drives, got them off their feet, tried to lay it in, wouldn't go. Horton with a rebound and then knocked out of her hands. And Banksley Plemons will carry it out of bounds.
She did a good job trying to save it. I thought that she had bounced it off of Sam, but she did step out of bounds right there.
Nicholson being told to tuck her jersey back in. So Wells to inbound baseline. Into Roten. Roten going to drive, picks up the dribble, gives it back to Wells. Wells will pull up, take the jumper for three. Too strong. 35-32, Mountaineer still in the lead. Inslee brings it down, 5:20 to go. Plemons from the left wing, no good. Horton had position, but it rebounded out too long. She'll drive baseline and draw the foul. That's Mulligan.
Ooh, that's on Julia Wells. That's just her second.
Yeah, Julia's in good shape.
Yeah, I was thinking.
So Mulligan to the line again. First is good. Wells had a good idea. She drove to the basket, just couldn't get the ball to fall. Second one's on the way, no good. So she's hitting the front, but not converting on the back end. Rebound by Horton. Mountaineers will get it down over to Roten on the right wing. Looking to drive, spins, got it. If she wants it, the baseline jumper won't go. Wells tried to tip it out, couldn't get it all the way, and Nicholson will pick it up. Long pass down to Inslee. They hit Mulligan, or tried to, on the cut. It got kicked back out, tipped. Long shot by Nicholson won't go. Horton with the rebound. Started to take off with it.
Oh!
And then tried to get it to Schick, and it was stolen by Inslee. And Roten will come in with a call for the block. That'll be four on Avery Roten.
Great play by Sam right there. You just got to remember, somebody may be trailing, and Inslee was for Smokey. At the free throw line for the Mustangs,
number two, Key Inslee. And that fourth foul on Avery Roten, wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Forbes get back up. And the first free throw, no good. That is really hurting Smokey right now. And they're usually a pretty good free throw shooting team.
And on to her about her jersey.
Long shot is good. 35-34. Smokey scratching and clawing to get back even with the Mountaineers. Wells over the corner to Horton. Ooh, tough pass picked up by Roten. Double team, picks up a dribble, gives it to Horton. Horton looking to move right, gets trapped, baseline. Started to bang it off somebody's leg, picked up by Roten. Roten, the baseline jumper won't go. Ball tip, rebounded by Mulligan. Got to start using that backboard a little bit. Maybe get a better percentage look at it. Inslee going to drive. No good, but the ball rebounds out long, and Inslee actually picks it up herself. Oh, got a walk on Nicholson as she drove. That's two or three times she's done that. So Roten will inbound from the side right there in front of the Smoky Mountain bench. 4 minutes to go in the game. Horton.
Oh, my goodness. Got up.
They're going to get a tie up. Avery touched it, so it was a backcourt violation.
I thought she touched it after the fact.
She was kind of, I think that's what she was trying to do, was let the Smoky girl touch it. But not let her get possession of it. So Forbes will check in for Horton. So Roten is going to stay out there with four fouls, and we go under 4 minutes to play here in the game. Mountaineers up by one. Wilson to Plemons. Out to Inslee. Looking to work off a screen high. Dump it down to McCauley. Goes up against Williamson. It went off Williamson. He went off, actually went off the top of her head. Yeah. Wasn't able to pick it up. That may be the toughest rebound Kendall Williamson's ever tried to come up with. Roten on the point to Forbes. Wells. Wells now going to go in the lane. Tried to cross over. Lost it. And he'll lose it out of bounds. Paris will check in for Smokey. McCauley will come out. Now they're still with the lead, 35-34. Hadn't been able to come up with a basket here in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, going to have to come out of this drought.
Clemens working left. Handed over to Wilson, almost walked. Inslee, top of the key, swings it to Paris. She'll drive, cut off. Trying to back Williamson down. Now she'll pick up her dribble. And Kendall's going to pick up the fourth foul right there. She had Paris off balance. If she had just kept her arms straight,
yeah.
She was trying to lean by her and get off a shot. Kendall started to lean into her. So now Roten and Williamson both with four fouls. 2:57 to go. Paris to the line, as that's the fifth foul on Tuscola. Yeah. And another missed free throw by Smokey. If it wasn't for that, we'd be in deep trouble right now. Segment on the way, going to rebound out long to Williamson. Down here's maintained the lead.
And just, I thought Roten had thrown that over her head.
Yeah, we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Sutton here at the 2:49 mark. That'll be the third timeout taken by Tuscola.
I think it's called a full timeout.
This will be a full minute timeout, so we'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And Branson, for the life of me, how we've kept this lead. I mean, Smokey has... clawing back, but not converting on the free throw line has hurt him.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. I'd be very interested to see how many free throws they've attempted, because they've not made many at all.
Mountaineers have got to score here. They've been on a drought for about 3 minutes. There's 2:49 to play. Tuscola up by one, and just another ball's loose, good hustle, and that arrow goes to Tuscola. That is just being a little too lackadaisical.
And I believe that's what Coach Sutton's hollering at him and telling him.
Got to be crisp, step and throw. Don't just loll it out there. Kendall with the ball now, top of the key. She'll pick up her dribble. Now to Roten. Down here's working outside here. They're trying to hit Schick low. Inslee out there on her. Schick going to drive baseline, cut off by Paris. It'll go off Paris. Mountaineers will inbound from the baseline.
Gotta get it.
They get it in to Roten. Goes under the basket, blocked by Mulligan, and Roten would have been better off to let it go. 2:20 to play. Down here, still up by one. Mountaineers with two timeouts left. Smokey with four as we work our way late in the game. Inslee, top of the key, looking to work on Roten. She'll drive. We're going to get a whistle. Double dribble. Inslee. So just Mountaineers having difficulty scoring, but Smokey just
having difficulty
having difficulties handling the basketball. Schick in the corner to Forbes. Now up top to Wells. Roten on the wing. The other thing is move to the basketball. If it's not coming in your hand, Wells missed the shot, puts it back. Count the basket, and she's fouled. I was just getting ready to say they're standing still with the passing, and it won't, you know, sometimes you got to move your feet a little bit. They're trying to stand still and catch the ball.
That's going to send Julie to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Well, that basket by Wells was big.
Yeah.
That gives us a little cushion at three and a chance to go up by four. And no good. It comes out long, and Forbes got to be careful right there. Mulligan with a rebound. Still plenty of time, and Smokey with four timeouts. They've got all the time in the world. Mullock, I'm sorry, that's Clemens out to Lucy Wilson. Air ball. Inslee's under the basket, though, and follows and puts it back. And timeout with a minute 27 called by Smokey Mountain. This will be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Key Inslee, Johnny on the spot. That long shot from the corner, no good. In fact, by Wilson, it was an air ball, but Inslee standing right underneath the rim. Comes up with the rebound and the putback and cuts the Tuscola lead back to one again with a minute 27 to go and a coming out of a timeout called by Smokey Mountain. That leaves them with three, Tuscola with two.
And it looks like Smokey's going to come out of that timeout. We're going to try to full court press.
Oh, yeah, they're going. Roten for the inbound. Gets it into Schick. They'll trap in the corner, gets it back to Roten. Long pass down to Wells. Wells got one-on-one against Lucy Wilson. Put it up. Couldn't get it to go. Stick back by Forbes. Won't go. Kendall Williamson puts up a shot. Won't go. Wells with a rebound. She'll pull it back out. And that's probably the better course of action at this point. Wells looking to drive in the lane. Trying to hit Forbes low. And she tried to save it. Now Mulligan tries to save it. And it's out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Tuscola, and Coach Sutton going to take a timeout with a 101 to go here in the game. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. 101 to go. Lady Mountaineers up by one, 37-36. And after the timeout called by Tuscola, leaves them with one. Smokey with three. Roten to inbound from the side. Dumps it into Wells. She'll drive. The baseline's open. Tried to go up, and she's fouled. And that's only...
should be the third.
Fouls on Lucy Wilson, I believe. And holy cow, Julia in the act of shooting. Third team foul on Smokey. We've not even got them in the bonus yet. They've still got one to give. Mountaineers already with five. We're under a minute to play. Wells' first free throw is good.
And that's a big shot right there.
That's a big shot. This one will be bigger. Although the way they shoot threes. On the way. That one's going to rattle and in. Hit off the front, kick back, and in. Schick going to pick up a little defensive pressure behind the back by Plemons. Working on Schick to the left. They try to go low.
And Tuscola ball.
And skipped under. Fortunately, Kendall Williams didn't touch it. It went right below her hand. She had position defensively. And that's big. And we got a timeout. Tuscola with 50 seconds to go. And that'll be the last timeout for Tuscola. This will be a full timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mount Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. 50.7 seconds on the clock. Mountaineers up 39-36. No timeouts left for the Mountaineers. Three left for the Mustangs. Smokey already in the bonus. And they've got one to give to Tuscola. Roden to inbound. Gets it to Wells. Wells between two defenders.
Good.
Schick open. Give it over to Forbes, and it's good. I was getting ready to chide Schick for giving up the shot. Wilson chases the ball down in the corner. We got a whistle and I think a timeout called by Smokey. And this will be another full timeout at 33.8. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
If you've missed any of Mountaineer basketball or football this season, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to all of the 2025 football season, and it's up to date with basketball. Check it out. Inbound by Smokey. Clock's running. Plemons. The long three. Oh,
wow.
Man, it rolled in the rim and out. Rebound by Inslee. Puts up the shot. Not there. And I believe Ava Roten just picked up her fifth. Yep, because Sam Horton's already coming off the bench. Man. So Roten.
At the free throw line, number two, Key Ensley.
Roten with her fifth foul. Sam Horton will check in. Clock down to 25.1. And Key Ensley to the line to shoot two. For Smoky Mountain. First one's good. Mountaineers got to be smart bringing this basketball up.
Got to box out first right here.
Shot's good. No need. And a timeout by Coach Jared Boone. 25.1 to go. We'll stay here. This timeout brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Obviously, they're going to put pressure, trying to get the ball in bounds, get the steal. They've got a foul to give, so you got to figure if the Mountaineers are able to get it in bounds, look for a very quick foul by Smoky Mountain. The lead is three.
Yeah, and they do that foul. They can just get one of those free throws. Well, no, they got one to give.
Yeah, they got one to give. They're not going to shoot. That's why I'm saying they're going to do a quick one here to try to get it. If they can't get that steal right away, they'll foul. All right. Official tells Kendall she can run the baseline. Looking to get it in. Gets it in to Wells. Wells going to push it. Goes by Wilson. Forbes wide open. Won't go. Rebound. Nicholson. 14 seconds. Down. Mulligan off balance. Will lose it out of bounds. 9.8 seconds to go. A little surprise, Coach Boone not taking his last time out here. Kendall looking to get it in. Wells is open. Holy cow, they just let her get it in, and they're reached by Mulligan. Mulligan upset, you can see.
Right.
And that's the fourth foul. So now the Mountaineers will side out with 7.3 seconds to go, up by three. Kendall looking to get it in. Schick's open. Schick was open. Long pass to Horton. Samantha going to get a whistle, I think, and a foul, and that should send Samantha Horton to the line with 5.4 seconds to go.
You are correct. These free throws are sponsored by WPTF. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576. This one's big.
Rolls and rolls and in. Round and round she went. Pushes the lead to four. Second one is net. Mountaineers lead by five. Five and a half to go. Plemons going to bring it down. Don't foul, Schick. Long shot. No good. Kendall Williamson with the rebound. It is over. Tuscola with the win in the first round. 43-38. We'll take a break and come back and get our player of the game. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here live, the Stevenson Pest Control press box. It's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Samantha Horton. Looking for a safe place to store your gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. And Samantha, huge win tonight for the Lady Mountaineers. You had a big part of it. Let's talk about some of the things that happened. That block shot late in the second quarter at the top of the key turn some momentum, I believe, right? So then two big baskets there, what, third quarter?
Yes, sir.
Got down low, got open, really kind of, I think, got Tuscola's momentum going. What do you think on that?
I think all of us were giving our all, and it made it easy to want to give more effort.
And then you finish it out. Too big for clutch free throws there. Push that lead out to five with about 5 seconds to go. Lady Mountaineers take the win tonight by five, 43-38. So we get a little time to sleep on this one, get the weekend, Valentine's Day, and then we got to go. We got to come play Pisgah over here.
Yes, sir.
This is wild. So we get Pisgah on Tuesday night. Well, actually Tuesday afternoon. That game's going to be at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be early. So looking ahead, what can we look for? I know you just come off the floor and things are kind of exciting. What do you think we can look for on Tuesday against the Bears?
A lot of hustle. just playing our hardest. I don't know.
It got scary. Kendall got in foul trouble. Avery got in foul trouble. Avery eventually did foul out, but stayed in a long time. So did, and Kendall got to stay in. Did you feel like that you were going to have to come in for one of those two at some point and spell them if they fouled out? Was that in the cards for you?
Yeah, for sure.
So, of course, another big night by Julia.
Yes.
Gwyneth, you said it. Everybody contributed. Everybody made a piece of the puzzle tonight. But we just felt like you, that block shot there was big. I think that kind of turned it around for us a little bit. Two big baskets down low tonight that really helped the lead. And then, you know, kind of syncing it up with that. Those two final free throws, making both of those. And that first one was scary because
yes.
It was rolling around the rim and it rolled in. Well, Sam, we're going to let you get in the locker room with your teammates. That's Sam Horton, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll be back with more to wrap up after this. Hit me.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Huge win tonight for the Lady Mountaineers, 43-38 on the Smoky Mountain Mustangs home court here in the first round of the conference tournament. That puts us up with a big matchup with the Bears at 4 o'clock. Back over here on Tuesday afternoon. Kind of a shame we got to leave Haywood County to play that game.
But. I know. You know, and a lot of people always say, you know, we'd love to go to Western and play Pisgah. Well, this is as close as we're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to let us into Ramsey Center, although I'll be honest with you, they might need it for the crowd. That's probably the only thing that's really going to hurt it. It's a 4 o'clock game.
Right.
So,
right.
Huge win for the Mountaineers. Everybody chipped in tonight. Some scary moments. Kendall and Avery in foul trouble tonight. Good part of the second half. So they were able to stick it out. Avery fouled out there late. Kendall able to stay in the game. Great game by Julia tonight. Kind of put them on her shoulders a little bit when they needed it. Sam Horton had a great effort. She contributed. Vesper Forbes, bless her heart, she was on the floor quite a bit tonight.
Well, she has been the last two games.
She's going to need some ice packs on about every joint on her body before this is over with.
Right.
But just a heck of a ball game tonight. Great to see the girls. That's what, a four-game win streak now?
Right.
So kind of rolling, like we said. Let's keep this momentum, and we did. So that's going to wrap it up. We got boys basketball getting ready to start here, warming up right now. We've got North Henderson and Smoky Mountain getting ready to finish up the last game of the night. So, of course, Pisgah boys won, so they advance. So we'll face the Bears on Tuesday afternoon, and then Franklin and North Henderson will play the 7 o'clock game on Tuesday afternoon here. So that'll wrap it up from Smoky Mountain High School. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. We'll see y'all Tuesday afternoon. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.